Senate please come to order? Will the members please vote to signify their presence?
Roll shows 19 members present.
Please stand for the invocation by Pastor Sam Dalen of the River of Glory Church.
Let us pray. Dear Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we ask this day for wisdom and instruction. We understand justice. We ask for knowledge. We ask for wise counsel. Wisdom calls aloud. We ask that we dwell safely. We ask for security. We ask for blessing. We turn away from fear and we trust in you, for your counsel and instructions are for the greater good. May God bless Alaska in the name of God the Father, and God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Senator Terrio, would you lead us in the pledge?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread on the journal.
Without objection, the prayer will be spread on the journal. That brings us to the certification of the journal.
I certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 9th legislative day and House and Senate Joint Journal Supplement number 9.
Senator Lehman.
I move and ask unanimous consent that the journal and the supplement as certified by the Secretary be approved.
Without objection, the journal and supplement are approved as certified by the Senate Secretary. That brings us to introduction of guests. Senator Cowdery.
Thank you. I'd like to introduce our pages today. And I could start with Cameron Thomas. He's 18 years old. He lives near Palmer. He was born in Virginia, and his family moved to Alaska about 4 years ago. He says he plays guitar, and I can vouch for that. I'm going to get him to a little bit more in the country, but he does a pretty good job. He plays bass and also drums. He also enjoys snowboarding, fishing, and hunting. He plans on earning a business degree in management and someday owning his own business. Cameron. And next, I would like to introduce Naomi Harris. She is 22 years old. She was born and raised in Wasilla. Her hobbies are hiking, fishing, music, and restoring classic vehicles. She is currently a part of a classic car club in San Diego, California, and where she spent last year. She owns a 64 notchback Volkswagen, VW, and that's almost restored. Her next project will be restoring a 65 Ford Falcon. Now, Stephen Perrins, the second. He is 20 years old and from Anchorage. He's the oldest of five boys. He's completed 2 years of college at the University of Alaska, Anchorage, and he's working towards a business management degree. He currently owns two businesses and plans on owning several more when he graduates. He also enjoys sports, dating, and hunting, especially dating. And then next we have Dan Ryerson. He's 22 years old. He was born in Sitka and has lived in Juneau for the last 10 years. Besides working as a page, he's also worked as a sound technician for the Juneau Christian Center. He really enjoys summer in Juneau when the cruise ships are in, and his hobbies include art, photography, writing, and music. He plans on studying engineering in the fall. And so. And next is Christian Kaisa Yuli. I think I've got that right. Close, I hope. Okay. Anyway, she's from Akachek, Alaska. She's lived there her entire life. She's the oldest of four children. She likes to go fishing, and she loves to play basketball. She'd much more rather play basketball than watch. She says sometimes she's shy, but she's happy to be in Juneau. Let's welcome her. And next is Leona Sandy. She was born in Wrangell, raised in Edna Bay, and now lives in East Anchorage. She has a brother, one brother and one sister. This last summer, she worked at Providence Extended Care as a nurse's aide, and she enjoys cross-country skiing, rock climbing, and creative writing. Let's welcome Leona. And also, I'd like to introduce our Senate staff, secretary, in the Senate Secretary's office. They're working on the floor sessions this session. First is Vicki Wilson, who serves as an engrosser and enroller for the Senate Secretary's office, incorporating amendments and transmitting bills. She has worked for the legislature for 22 years. She is a grandmother of four and is looking forward to retirement sometime in the future. Juliana at one time worked as a filler feeder table at a southeast cannery. So, the next is Juliana Singy, who enters the Senate actions to the basic internet program as they happen on the floor. Juliana has lived in Juneau since she was 8 years old. She has worked for the legislature for 12 sessions and has enjoyed traveling internationally during the interims. Juliana at one time worked on, Juliana was the one that worked on the filler feeder table at the Southeast Pantry. Vicki worked as a switchboard operator. I hope I got that straight. And then Kitty McGuire, who serves as a receptionist, handling committee announcements and assisting staff as needed. Although Kitty is only working on her fourth session, she first started with the legislature in 1984. She is a mother of two teenage girls. And Kitty has worked her way up from a job in a box factory. And working in the chamber is Liz Clark, who works as a journal clerk. This is Liz's 10th session with the legislature. During interims, she works in a seafood processing plant in Ketchikan and also enjoys traveling internationally. Liz at one time worked in a locked psychiatric facility. Welcome back. And Kirsten Wade, who works as a journal clerk and serves as assistant to the Senate Secretary. Kirsten was born and raised in Juneau and has worked for the legislature for 28 sessions. That's 28 sessions. Her mother served with the legislature as chief clerk for the House. Kirsten has been married 30 years and has two grown children and two grandsons. Kristen formerly worked in a toilet paper factory. Heidi, these are their notes. Heidi Vogel, who serves as Senate Secretary, has worked 18 sessions for the legislature. She is involved in the Juneau Sympathy and with the International Horn Society, traveling annually to the Horns International Symposiums. At one time, Heidi sold mule rides at the Grand Canyon. And the Senate Secretary office has a combined experience of 94 legislative sessions. Let's give them a hand.
Further introductions, Senator Lehman.
Mr. President, in Senator Groves' gallery are...
We want to know what their former jobs were.
I can do a little bit of it. And Senator Groves' gallery had two guests from Anchorage, from the municipality of Anchorage. They've been flying around above Juneau for a good part of this morning. Mayor George Wirtz and the manager of Municipal Light and Power, Mike Scott. Now, I know that Mike Scott at one time was the city manager of Kotzebue, I believe, and was the borough manager of the Manuskwasitna borough. And I think there was one more in between. I don't remember that, but Mayor Wirtz is a retired Marine, and he was the manager of Fleur Daniel in Alaska. I don't remember what else, but we are very happy to have them both here today.
Mike Scott worked in this body for Frank Ferguson a long time ago. Senator Green.
Yes, and I might add that the majority leader has just borrowed one of our constituents for introduction. So just to know that Mike Scott actually lives in the Matsu Borough proudly, and we do claim him. And also from the Matsu Borough today is a new resident, Kirsten Carlin, who's with the Alaskans for Tobacco Free Kids. And it's my pleasure to welcome her.
Senator Olson.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. It gives me great pleasure to go ahead and introduce one of my new staff up at my office that's just joined us this year. Jessica Etheridge is from Juneau, has lived down here for a long time. She's got a long history of her family being here. Her grandfather was state legislature back in 1959, and you can see his picture out there on the wall as you walk on in there. Years have obviously shown itself a bit, and she's one of the products of the years that have gone by, and so she's joined my staff this year. Finally, I'm going to law school next year and is out there at the front desk, and so when you come into my office, she'll be the first person that you meet. Jessica Etheridge is up here in the Grove Gallery.
Senator Davis.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would also like to introduce someone from District K. It is Annette Manley, and she's with the Alaska Native Health Board. Would you help me welcome her?
Lincoln.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have somebody in the Ziegler Gallery that I'd like to introduce, but I don't know what his former life was. I didn't get the statistics. I'll have to report on that later. The mayor of Nenana, Jason Mayren. Please help me welcome him.
If there's no further guests, that brings us to messages from the governor.
Message dated January 18th. Dear President Helfert, on January 16, 2002, the 22nd Alaska State Legislature, acting in joint session, voted to override the previous veto of Senate CS for CS for House Bill Number 177, Rules Amended Senate, an act regulating non-group entities and certain tax-exempt organizations under Alaska's election campaign finance statutes and requiring disclosure of the true source of campaign contributions. Therefore, the following chapter number has been assigned, and the engrossed and enrolled copies will be transmitted to the Lieutenant Governor for permanent filing, chapter number 1, SLA 2002, letter dated January 18th. On January 16th, 2002, the 22nd Alaska State Legislature, acting in joint session, voted to override the previous veto of Senate CS for CS for House Bill Number 244, Resources, an act relating to a grant of state land to the Denali Borough for a railroad and utility corridor and a railroad development project, repealing provisions relating to a grant of a right-of-way of land for a railroad and utility corridor to the Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority, and providing for an effective date. Therefore, the following chapter number has been assigned, and the engrossed and enrolled copies will be transmitted to the Lieutenant Governor for permanent filing, chapter number 2, SLA 2002. Those are all the messages from the Governor this morning, Mr. President.
Messages from the House.
Letter dated January 23rd. The House of Representatives respectfully invites the Senate to a joint session of the legislature at 11 a.m. Tuesday, February 19, 2002, to hear U.S. Senator Frank Murkowski's annual message to the legislature.
Senator Lehman.
I move to ask unanimous consent that the Senate accept the House invitation to meet in joint session to hear Senator Murkowski on Tuesday, February 19th at 11 a.m.
Without objection, the Senate will accept the House's invitation to meet in joint session on February 19th.
Message dated January 23rd, stating the House has passed and transmitted for consideration CS for House Bill Number 334, Finance, by the House Finance Committee, an act making appropriations for a grant to Arctic Power to promote the opening of the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge for oil and gas exploration and development, and providing for an effective date.
Finance.
Those are all the messages from the House this morning, Mr. President.
Communications.
The following reports are on file in the Office of the Secretary of the Senate. Alaska Science and Technology Foundation 2001 Annual Report from James Kenward, the Executive Director, and Ron Duncan, Chair, in accordance with AS 3717090. Alaska Commercial Fishing and Agriculture Bank 2001 Annual Report from Edward E. Crane, President, in accordance with AS 4481200. Alaska Taxable 2001 Municipal Taxation Rates and Policies, Full Value Determination, Population and Geo-Bonded Debt, January 2002, from Steve Van Sant, State Assessor, Department of Community and Economic Development. Storage Tank Assistance Fund, Annual Report, Fiscal Year 2001, from Larry Dietrich, Director, Department of Environmental Conservation, in accordance with AS 4603-363, Alaska Clean Water and Drinking Water Revolving Loan Funds 2001 Annual Report and Program Overview from Dan Easton, Director, Department of Environmental Conservation, in accordance with AS 4603-032. Those are all the communications today, Mr. President.
Reports to standing committees.
Transportation Committee considered Senate Bill number 215, Common Carrier Liquor Licenses, and recommends be replaced with the Transportation Committee substitute. Fiscal note attached. Signing due pass. Senator Cowdery chair. Senators Wilkin and Taylor signing no recommendation. Senators Ward and Elton. Senate Bill number 215 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. State Affairs Committee considered CS for House Concurrent Resolution number 4, State Affairs amended, declaring February 2002 to be African American Citizens Recognition Month. Zero fiscal note attached. Signing no recommendation. Senator Terrio chair. Signing due pass. Senators Phillips, Stevens, and Davis. CS for House Concurrent Resolution number 4, State Affairs amended, has no further referral.
Rules.
Those are all the standing committee reports this morning, Mr. President.
Reports to special committees.
There are no reports from special committees this morning.
The introduction of Senate resolutions.
There are no Senate resolutions this morning.
The introduction of Senate bills.
The Senate Bill number 255 by Senator Green by request, an act relating to exchanges of state land interests or property for other land interests or consideration, approving an exchange of land between the state and Gold Core Development Corporation and providing for an effective date.
Resources.
Senate Bill number 256 by Senator Green, an act relating to the Certificate of Need Program and providing for an effective date.
Yes, and finance.
Those are all the Senate bills for introduction this morning.
That brings us to the consideration of the daily calendar.
Honoring Alaska's 2002 Olympic torchbearers, in memoriam, Earl Norris.
Senator Lehman.
I move and ask unanimous consent that the two citations on today's calendar be approved.
Without objection, the citations appearing on today's calendar are approved. That brings us to unfinished business. Senator Lehman.
Move and ask unanimous consent that I be shown as a cross-sponsor on HCR 4 as the resolution regarding African American Citizen Recognition Month.
Without objection, Senator Lehman will.
I'd like to be a cross-sponsor also.
And Senator Davis will also be a cross-sponsor on HCR 4, as will Senator Ellis and Senator Olson. And Senator Lincoln and Senator Elton. HCR 4 is African American Recognition Month, I believe. Further unfinished business, Senator Lehman.
I move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused from a call of the Senate on Friday, January 25th, on state business.
Without objection, Senator Lehman will be excused on Friday the 25th. Senator Cowdery?
Yes, I'd like to move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused also on Friday.
On state business?
State business.
Thank you. Being excused is going to be an individual motion. It's not going to be get on the next guys. Senator Terrio, you are seeking the floor.
Move and ask unanimous consent that I be allowed to be absent on Friday also for state business.
Without objection, Senator Terrio will be excused on Friday for state business. Senator Green?
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused from the call of the chair from afternoon playing time on the 25th to Monday morning playing time, January 28th. In addition, I make the same motion concerning from the afternoon of February the 5th to the morning of February the 11th, and from afternoon playing time on Thursday, February the 14th, until morning playing time the 17th.
Without objection, Senate will stand at ease. Will the Senate please come back to order? We were under unfinished business. Senator Green had a motion on the floor to be excused. I noted no objection. Without objection, Senator Green, your motion is granted as requested. Senator Kelly.
Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that uniform rule number 23 be waived in regard to a joint House and Senate Finance Committee meeting to be held in House Finance Room number 519, and we will get a report from the Denali Commission and I believe the Department of Workforce Development. we didn't get it scheduled on time, it is a report. There will be no action taken.
Without objection,
at 1:30 p.m.
I don't think it applies, actually, when there's no bill before you, but okay. If it does apply, it's waived. Senator Taylor.
We would ask unanimous consent to be excused, not subject to a call this Friday.
Without objection, Senator Taylor will be excused on Friday. Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused on Monday, February the 4th for state business and on February the 15th for personal business.
Without objection, Senator Hoffman will be excused as requested. Further unfinished business. Announcements. Senator Elton.
President, I just wanted to remind the members of the body that tomorrow is kind of a historic day for the state of Alaska. For the first time, the Olympic torch will be on Alaska soil. There are 36 runners that have been identified. There will be a total of 51 runners. I'd encourage everybody to join legislative staff, legislative affairs staff, the governor's office on the front porch of the Capitol building on 4th Street sometime between 10:45 and 11 o'clock. Maybe we can get some spotters with cell phones and so we can wait inside until the appropriate moment. But they will be coming by sometime in that 15 or 20-minute time period. Soon after that, at about 11:15, there's going to be a VIP food and reception down at Centennial Hall, and the celebration at Centennial Hall will extend for a short time into the afternoon also. I'd just encourage everybody to do it. There are runners from every corner of Alaska. And it's going to be something special, something we've not had the opportunity to participate in before. So 10:45 tomorrow morning.
Senator Osterman.
Yeah, thank you. Today is the first day that we'll be holding a fish caucus meetings that we started last year as an educational process that we're going through to make everybody aware of what's going on in the fish industry, particularly the salmon industry, which has been hit real hard this last year. And we're starting that at noon today. And it'll be the main speaker today will be Chris McDowell, who will be talking about his research in what that industry has gone through this last year. So I encourage anybody interested in learning about the fishing industry to attend a meeting today, I think in the Petrovich room at noon. Thank you.
Senator Terrio.
Thank you, Mr. President. For those members of the body who are part of the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee, I wanted to encourage them to attend the Denali Committee Commission briefing that the Senator from Fairbanks mentioned. I had the opportunity of getting a briefing when I was in Anchorage from members of the Denali Commission. I think it's the same information that they intend to bring down to the legislature. And I believe since Legislative Budget and Audit has the one staff person that's sort of our legislative link with the Denali Commission, I think it would be good if members have time in their schedule to attend that meeting on Friday. Thank you.
Further announcements? Senator Taylor.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. President. The Judiciary Committee will be meeting today at 1:30, and we will be taking up the three members appointed to the Ethics Committee.
Further announcements? Special orders. Senator Terrio.
The permission of the body to speak about court cases.
Without objection, you have permission to provide speak on court cases.
Just wanted to let the members know that the issues that were covered in Senate Bill 103 that dealt with the rights of individuals to make contributions for party building, the state had appealed the decision from Judge Singleton up to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals turned down the request for the stay, so those statutes, basically that Judge Singleton's decision, which invalidated a couple of our statutes, does stand while the state continues its appeal. I think it is important to note, though, that when Judge Singleton made his ruling, it was on a summary motion. He didn't even take it to trial, and now the Ninth Circuit has turned us down on the request for a stay. So it appears to me like it's very likely that under the federal review, based on U.S. constitutional grounds, that those portions of our statutes, part of which now we have modified to come into compliance, are very likely to be struck down in federal court.
Further special orders. Senator Donnelly.
Yes, privilege of the floor to speak on the same subject.
Senator Donnelly on the same subject.
I'm going to go out on a limb here. I'm going to make a prediction.
that as more of these issues are brought before federal court, we're going to find our state Supreme Court's decision in this matter was a very poorly reasoned holding. There are several other elements of that that I think are highly constitutionally suspect under the First Amendment of the United States Constitution and under Buckley versus Vallejo, and it's only a matter of time before more of these issues are contested, and our state Supreme Court's decision, which was very poorly reasoned, Mr. President, is overturned on a piece-by-piece segment on some of those issues. I just thought, you know, I just make a prediction here, which is always dangerous, but I feel very confident about.
Further special orders? If there's no further special orders, Senator Lieberman.
I move that the Senate stand in adjournment until 11 a.m. Friday, January 25th.
Without objection, we're adjourned until 11 a.m. Friday.